AP News. I'm Ed Donahue on Capitol Hill today. The son of Ruth Whitfield, an 86-year-old woman killed in a racist attack on black shoppers in Buffalo, New York, challenged lawmakers to act against the cancer of white supremacy and the nation's epidemic of gun violence.
We're people of decency. We're taught to love even our enemies. But our enemies don't love us.
Garnell Whitfield Jr.'s emotional testimony comes as lawmakers are working furiously to reach a bipartisan agreement on gun safety measures.
You expect us to continue to just forgive and forget over and over again? And what are you doing? You elected to protect us, to protect our way of life.
Pressing for a deal, President Biden is meeting today with Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, a key Democratic negotiator. Also on Capitol Hill, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen acknowledged she and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell could have used a better word than transitory when describing the expected run of inflation in the U.S. economy. Yellen says she remains hopeful it will decline.
We're not the only country that's experiencing inflation. You can see that in virtually every developed country around the world.
Yellen added that bringing inflation down should be the number one priority. Several thousand migrants have started walking through southern Mexico, covering ground before the heat of the day. And while authorities show no signs yet of trying to stop them, the largest migrant caravan of the year provides a live illustration to regional leaders meeting in Los Angeles this week for the Summit of the Americas of the challenges governments face in managing immigration flows. Investigators commissioned by the UN's top human rights body says tensions between Palestinians and Israelis are underpinned by Israel's perpetual occupation of Palestinian areas with no apparent intention of ending it. This is AP News. Changes in spending are forcing retailers to make some changes.
Target has announced it is canceling orders from suppliers and slashing prices to clear out more home goods and clothing after underestimating how quickly shoppers would shift their spending habits in the past few months. Target's profit for the fiscal first quarter tumbled 52% compared with the same period last year, a trend seen in filings from a number of major retailers. Pandemic favorites like big TVs, furniture, kitchen appliances, and comfy clothing are giving way to travel, dining, groceries, dressier clothes, and makeup. Target's chief financial officer tells the Associated Press retail inventories are elevated in some of the categories that they misforecast, and they're acting aggressively to get business back on track. It marks a reversal from the past 2 years when retailers were scrambling to bring in goods that were stuck in supply chain bottlenecks. I'm Jennifer King.
Bars and restaurants in Spain will be offering doggy bags free of charge to customers to take home the food they didn't eat under a new law aimed at reducing food waste. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.